Hello, mech fans around the world and those that aren't fans yet, and welcome to Mobile Suit Fandom, the podcast where your two highly on-time co-hosts, Fuzzy, that'd be me, and Chris, watch, summarize, critique, and make fun of the entirety of the Gundam franchise, from beginning to end. This is Episode 5, and we'll be talking about Episode 5 of Mobile Suit Gundam 0079, Re-entry to Earth, in which we learn that bubbles are pretty neat, actually. Anyway, moe agare, and take it away.
Hey everybody, welcome to the next episode of Mobile Suit Fandom Podcast.
Real strong introduction. For those of you who don't speak, tired and panicked Chris, I'm not sure what character that was. Welcome back to another episode of this.
Yeah, but say you fucking say the title of this fucking podcast. The dumbest title.
So, I hope you're all strapped in for another professional. The most professional podcast on the internet.
Well,
the most professional podcast on the internet.
I'll go the most professional podcast with both me and you on it. Did you just knock over some bottles?
No, I'd moved my cup.
How dare.
Also, my laugh sounds like the fucking dog from Wacky Races, so...
I don't know what the dog is, but sometimes your laugh sounds like you're dying, and it's my favorite thing. Like, you laugh in, like, breathing in, you laugh? I don't know how it happens, but every time I'm like, Fuzzy's fucking dead, I need to call somebody.
For the record, I'm currently in Lawrence, so if that's where you need to call, that's the 911 you're going for.
Yes, hello, Lawrence 911. My friend Fuzzy inhale laughed and died. I need assistance.
Post haste. What's his
name? Did you say his name is Fuzzy? Yes, Fuzzy. F-U-Z-Z-Y. Plus some, like, gnocchi. Fuzzy gnocchi.
He's gnocchi?
I don't know how to say the rest of your name.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuzzy Sinokai.
No.
Damn.
Professionalism, ladies and gentlemen. And mech fans of all ages, races, genders, and creeds. Professionalism is what we have here.
Welcome to episode 5, not of this podcast, but of
Gundam. Episode 4 of this podcast, and episode 5 of Mobile Suit Gundam. Called
is Re-entry to Earth.
There we go. He did it. He did the thing.
You said last episode
that I would pause. Nope. Because you see, we're professionals.
I have one job. I want to do it. I am useful in this fucking podcast.
You are a valuable part of this team, Chris.
I am not a civilian.
You are not a civilian. We got 2 more episodes before we cover those fucks in detail. So this episode's called Re-entry to Earth, in which we...
Guess what they do?
Way to fucking guess what they're gonna do in this spoil episode, it, y'all. Chris. You're not supposed to tell him yet.
We shouldn't record 2 of these in a row.
No, it's great. We're in the mood. So.
But it's just, okay, so we've had the entire last episode to work up to being this silly. And we're just, like.
Now we're starting at that point. We're fresh. We're raw. Like, we're raw dogging it.
Foreplay.
No foreplay. This week there is no foreplay. We're just diving right into the main course of...
This week we are bad lovers.
I never proclaimed to be anything else at any point. I merely proclaimed to be knowledgeable of dildos. They can be mutually exclusive.
The Gundams.
Anyway, and giant
sorry,
robot.
We're the producers of this podcast. They've been canceled. Have a good day, everybody.
Who are our we were getting paid? Chris!
What?
You thief!
No, I don't know, sure. Patreon, check it out. Just don't tell Fuzzy.
So, episode 5, Reentry to Earth.
Oh yeah, we gotta start this fucking thing.
White base. We always start with white base. Well, we always start with, you know, our happy-go-lucky Moreagare, Moreagare, Gundamu. And then a minute of the same shit. I would like to take this moment to reiterate. We see the same thing at the beginning of every single episode of this goddamn show. 90 seconds of opening, 30 seconds of, oh man, war, and then another 30 seconds of, oh man, war.
I just want to... Again, half the population.
Half the population. So white
They say of both sides, and sort of know there are only two sides, so that means half of everybody is dead.
Yes. White base, accompanied by the Salamis. The Salamis?
Salamis.
The Salamis.
Salamis. Yep.
The Salamis. The Salamis. White base, accompanied by the Salamis, which is captained by Commandant...
No, Fuzzy!
What?
I just saw how they spell Frau's name, and I'm sad.
What? How did... What, did you think it was spelled F-R-A-U?
Yes!
No.
Because that makes my joke funnier.
No, it's F-R-A-W.
Yes, okay, continue.
Yep.
Just know that I'm fucking heartbroken.
Well, I'm letting the audience in because they are not actively like staring at notes and shit.
Again, what the fuck are you listening to? I don't want you. Stop listening to my goddamn podcast.
I want you. I want you here. I know.
I don't.
I know that's only a 50%. A reaffirmation rate here.
Half of us.
Half of the population of this podcast wants you here. No matter who you are.
That's enough to stay into a child war.
That's enough. Yeah, that's enough to us. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this podcast.
You're about to say the thing.
I'm the Principality of Fuzzy.
I'm the United Chris Federation.
There we go. I'm stylish as fuck, apparently. That's false.
I employ child soldiers.
Yep. So, we open up on room service, where Fraw is helping a bunch of the refugees, like, with food and shit. You know, survival stuff. Mm-hmm. She's got a little cart going around. I think the three kids are there, but they might not be, and I'm just putting them in afterwards, because I know I actively block them out most of the time, because nothing gets me fucking angrier faster than those three shitty children. I'd like to remind everyone, I do not indiscriminately hate children, I just hate those three. Nor do I indiscriminately hate old people, but when we get to episode 7, I do hate those ones.
Okay, I thought, you know what, I was going to fall on that grenade for you.
No, I also hate those old people. They are bad old people. Take that message how you will. Please,
okay.
Please edit Go. Me, edit me, take out the, I do not hate all old people, and just make it, I hate old people. In fact, I did it for you. You're welcome. Take that soundbite, motherfuckers. Take it into the world. Plaster it. Plaster my angry marine face everywhere. Fuzzy hates old people, I guess.
For those you don't know, Fuzzy's internet icon is an angry marine drinking angry coffee.
Which really should be angry tea, because I don't drink coffee. Oh, hey, look, the, like, third note on my thing is, oh, by God, coffee! I don't know why I highlighted coffee so much, but...
I would like to step in here and say that Fuzzy's opinions on coffee do not reflect the podcast as a whole, nor anybody with any sense. Thank you.
The Principality of Fuzzy would like to take this moment to state that the United Federation of Chris can suck it.
You got my name wrong, you dick. All right, let's do this. The United Chris Federation.
Excuse me, princess. So, meanwhile,
no, that's you.
Amuro is fucking around and fixes a kid's toy car. And
which is rocket science, apparently.
Yes, because this car operates with a nuclear fusion reactor, yeah. I guess, and requires...
It's a Chernobyl model.
Yeah, and requires a genius mechanic Amuro to fix it up. Meanwhile, the boy's grandfather is like, man, I used to live on Earth, that was pretty neato, and when I get back there, I'm never leaving, because this space shit has gone terribly.
Yeah. Also... I know you're looking at the same screenshot I'm looking at. That dude's torso is way misshaped, like way too big.
He's got quite a bit of a torso. His neck is weirdly proportioned. It's a weird shot. Meanwhile, Bright is having a conversation with Mirai, who is, you know, like, hey, we're gonna have to re-enter with White Base. Are you ready?
We're gonna have to say what up to Earth again.
Yeah. Oh, I remember now why the coffee thing. Oh, by the way, that grandpa, he's real fucking depressing as he talks to Amuro.
Yes, he fucking is.
He's real depressing. Then Amuro fixes the little car. And then we cut to Bright, who is getting some coffee. I think, like, Sayla's giving him some coffee, and he is, like, we spend, like, a solid 15 seconds on this coffee thing, so that's why I wrote down, by God, coffee, because he looks real surprised at this coffee.
Coffee slapped him in the face.
Yeah, or something. I think that's what it was. Yeah, so then we cut to Mirai, who's like, I'm unsure, but, like, I'll do it, which is your gentle reminder that, you know, she's never piloted this fucking thing until we saw her get in it.
She is just the most capable pilot they have.
Yep.
Which is...
low bar.
Which is great, and I love her. But, what, like, when did they stop expecting feats of... like, what the fuck? I've lost my fucking word.
Acts when of did God. They stop
when do they stop expecting this shit from these rookies?
Never.
Never, alright.
I remind you...
I guess they just stop being rookies at some point.
I remind you, Mobile Suit Gundam covers the events of the 1 Year War, and it's like... October?
Good point.
It's a rough last part of the year. End of summer, fall, winter, shitty.
It can't be as bad as the previous parts, because they can't lose the other half! I guess they could.
They could.
But then there wouldn't be more episodes.
Yeah. Then someone's like, man, I sure hope Char and the Musai have dropped off and given up. Definitely did not give up.
That sounds like something Char would do.
Yeah, because we immediately go to the Musai.
Which, it's doing that thing that, there's a lot for me to bitch about in this show. But one thing is, they fucking showed, oh fuck, we used all this shit, we need to get more shit.
I did specifically note here, oh hey, 3 Zakus.
Yep, they're getting 3 this time.
Yep, because then they look out and they see, oh hey, the Musai, and there's a ship pulling up to the Musai. Maybe they're giving up, and fucking off. Oh no, it's a resupply.
I also love how they're always within visual sight.
Like we mentioned, fucking smoke signals are the best way of communicating, and, like...
It's just... This is space! It's so big! How can you not lose this fucker?
Well, literally, we established last episode that fucking radar is so advanced, and anti-radar is so advanced, that visual range is the best. So Char literally hid underneath Luna 2 and was fucking invisible.
Yeah. Anyways, they're resupplying like you have to do in war.
Yes. Which, you know, kudos to the show for pointing out that you do not have infinite ammo, and infinite Zakus.
Oh, they fucking point that out every episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God! Ah! I just realized something. Ammo is to Amuro what Zakus are to Char.
Yeah.
Just uses them way too fast, and then is like, what, I'm out of this? I'm out of these things? Wait, I need more! Give me more of these things!
Yep. Yeah, Char then talks to his three pilots, and we're like, okay, there are 20 minutes until we fucking hit the burny part of atmosphere. So we have 20 minutes to launch and attack White Base and try to do all of this shit. Yep. So for the record, the rest of this episode takes place in real time.
Yep. Also, quick stop here again. One of those three pilots is a tubby dude, which makes me happy.
Yes, yes.
Once again, giant fucking pilots make me happy.
Yes, there are three dudes. A short dude, a regular...
quote-unquote normal dude.
Yeah, quote-unquote normal dude, and a tubby dude.
Actually, middle dude is pretty big for an anime character, too.
Actually, he's also real, like... Him and small dude are real gaunt-looking motherfuckers. They've...
Yeah. Whereas that other one, fucking... He fucking likes his bacon.
Yeah, apparently the other two have been feeding the third one the entire time. Yeah. That's appears to be it, because fucking the small guy even... Like, he's even taller. Mm-hmm. He's taller by, like, a couple of inches.
He's from Kansas.
I guess.
Pilot number three is from fucking Kansas. He's just a fucking farmer who's like, I don't want to be a farmer no more. I'm going to go to space.
Space Kansas.
Space Kansas. The Principality of Space Kansas. I can do that accent. I'm from the South. Okay, you guys. Don't.
So this is the part where I noted in my notes, I'm going to make a speech and look great doing it. Char, probably.
He's gonna Hitler it up real good here.
He does. He looks real good. He looks real good in his fucking outfit, though, and his half cape.
With his epaulets.
You would.
His capelet.
You would think a half cape looks dumb. Char fucking pulls it off. The absolute madman.
But I also like how he stands up high, and delivers an address. To three dudes. Like, he doesn't walk back and forth in front of them. No, he stands on a balcony and gives them a speech.
Yep. So at this point, we see the plan from White Base's point of view, where they're going to... The Salamis is going to launch a little shuttle to then guide White Base down. Said shuttle is piloted by Lieutenant Reed, who we will see a lot of in the next few episodes. He's a punk bitch. That is my professional opinion, as...
You think you changed your mind? I don't know, like, it's a little early. I think you've been watching ahead.
Anyway. So Lieutenant Reed, who, in my opinion, is kind of a punk bitch. Even in this episode, he's a punk bitch, but he gets worse to me. Granted, I just finished episode 7 again, like, today, so fucking hold up. Let me catch up to you, speedy fucking Mexales.
It's not my fault.
I'm sorry your family enjoys this television program.
Anyways, I'm not a space engineer, but like, White Base doesn't look like it would be good at entering the atmosphere.
White Base doesn't look like it should be able to fly in atmosphere.
No.
Which kind of goes for fucking most of the aircraft we see in this show.
Is this the one?
I don't think the Gaw appears in this one.
I don't know. What do you mean? What?
The Gaw?
Yeah, it says Shepetru's Gaw.
Yeah, oh, it does. Shit.
But, is this the one where, like, Amuro and Char are just, like, free-falling?
No, mix? That's episode 7.
Okay. Alright.
Alright, so, fucking, Char looks stylish.
As always.
Yeah, I forget who says this line, but someone in White Base... Oh, some rando in White Base is, like, he makes a good observation... And is like, yeah, my common sense, I believe that's why I'm still alive. And I just wrote, you are absolutely fucked, Mr. Dude. you're gonna die.
You gonna die.
Also,
this is the episode. I might be jumping ahead. I'm jumping ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. So, fucking, the Salami shuttle, piloted by Reed, is going to guide White Base down. Reed is like, I think that supply ship means the Musai isn't fit for battle and won't attack. Meanwhile, Bright, because he's interacted with Char 4 fucking times now...
it's gonna fucking attack! You don't understand, he attacks every 22 fucking minutes.
Literally, on the dot. Well, a week, and then a few minutes. Bam. Bright seems to think otherwise, no shit, and is like, alright, everyone, fucking be ready for battle stations. And no shit, Char fucking approaches, accompanied by 3 Zakus, who'd have thunk. Although he must limit the attack to no longer than 4 minutes, because it took them, like, 15 to get out here.
Also, 4 minutes is a long time in battle.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I know in, like, a fist fight, 4 minutes is... Like, if you have 2 people who can fist fight for 4 minutes straight, they're fucking almost, like, they're got this. They're badass.
There's a reason boxing rounds are, like, 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I think they're, like, 4 minutes. Anyway.
I don't fucking know. I'm a nerd.
Then fucking, Char's friendo launches a shuttle from the Musai called the Ko-Musai. Real fucking smart naming conventions there, boyo. Which then he fucking fires some shots at Reed's shuttle and they hit. The Zakus also start firing, and they're too far away for Amuro to fire back. Which, fucking props to Amuro. When Bright was, like, getting battle stations, Amuro was like, alright, immediately suited up, gotten the Gundam, and then the moment a shot was fired, he's already catapulting out. Like, he's fucking out there.
Also, is this the episode where they're furiously reading manuals to figure out how the White Base aft gunning
yes.
emplacement works?
Meanwhile,
I love this fucking show, guys!
Yeah. fucking, I think it's the big dude you like, and, and I think Kai, have to pull out the manual to fucking read how the back guns work on White Base. it's not great, they're not very fast, and they don't get off many shots. Oops. Also, throughout this, people are like, Amuro, you only have 4 minutes before we hit atmosphere. You can't stay out there any longer. And I'm just like, can someone set, like, a fucking timer? Like, just get neck timer. Fuck.
No, it doesn't matter. There probably is a fucking timer. He's not going to look at it.
If his ammo counters any gauges. Goddamn indication.
Exactly. Motherfucker won't look at his ammo indicator until it's fucking gone.
Maybe fucking, like, at this point, if I were Sayla, I would just straight up have, like, a little... I would be tapped into his fucking systems and being like, Amuro, you have 10 shots left. Amuro, you have 12 seconds to get back in the fucking ship. Amuro, I fucking despise Amuro, I don't have your very being. Why can't you read the fucking dashboard?
God damn it. We've got kids furiously reading manuals right now, and you can't look at blinking fucking lights on your console. Motherfucker.
It's also at this point that I noticed the detail shot of the bazooka. I didn't realize that the fucking... Because I've only ever played really with the action figures, and it's been years since I saw this, so I didn't realize that the ass end of the bazooka was open, and yep. You can just fucking slip the missiles in there.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. That's some good detail in the fucking shot. I noted this during the show.
Also, that's called, we keep calling it, and he calls it that too. He calls it the bazooka, but that's the Gundam Hammer, right?
No.
No? What's the Gundam Hammer, then?
Fucking we'll get to it when the Gundam Hammer gets whipped out, which is very soon, admittedly.
I guess I can't remember what... Okay, hold on.
It's a fucking flail. It's just a flail. It's a fucking spike flail. That's it.
Yeah. You're right, I remember now.
Yeah, it's real dumb. It's just a spike flail. Manuals. Spoilers. This is the point where a lot of manuals come out. They start reading the manuals. Everyone's reading the manuals. There's so many fucking manuals.
I like how they wrote the manuals as they were designing the ship. Instead of, you know, waiting for the ship to get crewed and having people, like, learn about it there and then writing manuals afterwards. They wrote the manuals while it was in testing phases. That's pretty nice of them.
Yeah, that's good on the fucking design. Good on Amuro's dad. Good job,
yeah.
Mr. Ray.
Good on Space Dad.
Good on Space Dad.
Definitely floating through space.
I don't know what has a cross section, but at this point in the show, we saw the inside of something and it was really good looking. Anyway.
All right.
Amuro proceeds to miss a lot. Amuro shoots and he misses. And then he shoot again and he miss. Then he take a nap.
Oh god.
And he woke up.
We can't steal this bit. Stop it.
I do what I want.
With their own bits. Mom.
You're not my real dad. I remember him remarking like, "Oh no, I missed." To which I wrote down, "You missed."
You fucking missed.
It's at this point that fucking, in the show, a bunch of, like, two of the older soldier guys were, like, missing terribly with the port guns, and, fucking Hayato and Sayla just come out, not Sayla, someone else, come out and are like, "Fucking get off, we're gonna jump on," and they're like, "But... fucking, I'm sorry, we don't know what we're doing," to which Hayato basically says, "Fucking none of us do, we're just doing it, so jump off, bitch." And then Hayato, tiny man, giant balls, jumps on the gun and starts fucking shit up. It's at this point that Amuro's like, "I have no ammo left in the bazooka, and I don't have the beam rifle. Hey, Sayla, can you get me the beam rifle?" And Sayla's like, "No. It's a fucking gun. That's not exactly aerodynamic."
Well, hold on.
No, I mean, okay, yeah, they're not in air yet.
Also, even if they were, a fucking flail is less aerodynamic.
Yeah, I don't know why they're like, "We can't get you the beam rifle."
They probably haven't, it's plugged in, it's charging.
Look, man, we have all the civilians pedaling bicycles, it's just not charging fast enough.
It's at 5 out of 10 bars, which for you would last you 3 fucking seconds. We're not sending the goddamn beam rifle.
So then Sayla's like, "I have an idea. Amuro, have you simulated with the Gundam Hammer yet?" And he's like, "I mean, like, a little bit. Fuck. I think I can launch it at you. Can you catch it?" But he does.
I have a thing.
Yeah.
So the Gundam Hammer is a melee weapon.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think the better melee weapon would be like, some kind of laser sword?
No, you see, instead, in the space future, the best weapon is a giant metal spike ball attached to a long length of chain. Not a laser sword or heat axe, surely. That would be ridiculous.
Oh, well, okay, so sure. Let's say that's the case. That if you have both of them, you might want to use the spike ball, right?
Yeah.
But if you just, just say you left your spike ball on the ship, do you wait for them to launch that fucking thing at you, or do you take out your goddamn beam sword? No, I'm not going to use this goddamn laser sword. I need you to shoot a flail at me. Shoot a fucking flail right at my face.
That being said, them shooting the flail actually works to Amuro's benefit because
anime bullshit. So
it flies between him and Char and takes a shot from it for him. At which point Amuro grabs it and fucking takes out Char's gun, and so Char's like, "Well, I'm out."
Deuces.
It's also at this point that I forgot what died. I think it was a Zaku or a Dop, which is the fighters of the Zeon side. But we see it explode, and we see the guy inside, like, screaming for help as he dies. But then also, we hit atmosphere. And a Zaku starts burning up, and we get, like, a 15-second long, like, watching this guy beg for his life from Char, and Char having to be like, "I gotta get back to the ship, dude. I'm sorry.
Sorry, boss.
We watch this guy die, like, in full color, and it's like, oh my god.
War is hell, ladies and gentlemen. Well, also, I wanna say, those Zops? Pretty fucking cool.
The Dops are neat little ships, yeah.
Did I say Zop?
You said Zop.
I said Zop.
Zip Zop. I meant a doo-wop.
Oh, let's not.
I'm a scat man.
Anyways, back to your regularly scheduled program. This has been Zop Minute. Dot Minute. Fuck. Fuck.
This has been the Zip Zop Doo-wop Minute. Showing you the finest things that end in OPP.
You done with OPP?
God damn it.
Yeah, you know me.
So, we see a man scream for his life.
That joke brought to you by the 90s?
Yeah, approximately. I think that's from fucking Whoop There It Is. I don't know.
Next time on Shitty Music Minute.
Is it Whoop or Whoomp?
Whoop? Womp? Stop?
I think it's Whoop, There It Is.
Whoop, There It Is.
Yep, that's it. had to say it out loud to get it out. God, do you feel paler? I feel paler.
I am dying as we speak.
So, it's at this point that the capsule from the Salami, piloted by Reed, is, like, almost burning up, and so, because it's been hit. And so Whitebase is like, fucking pull the air brake and jump in. We're just gonna we're gonna freeball it, motherfuckers.
Just power slide that bitch back in here.
Yeah, and they do. Also, there's such a thing in this show as laser locks, which is some sci-fi bullshit. and I'm into it. Sure. Also, this is the moment I noticed that Char, because we then cut back to the Zeon shuttle, the Komusai, and we see him, like, in his Charizaku get into it, and then, like, jump out, and I realized he's not in, like, a spacesuit. He's in his regalia.
Yeah.
He just also pilots in that. All the time.
I want to stop out. The Komusai looks like an evil gray, one of those pink erasers. with tails on it.
Yeah, so the Komusai then, like, gets a shot off on white base and, like, they're venting atmosphere, and we see this thing called wall film, which is a really good idea. It's a fucking liquid that hits the fucking,
It's a goop.
Yeah, it's a goop that hits the damaged area and hardens and seals the breach. And I'm like, that's real smart. Why does it come out in the form of bubbles?
Also, why haven't we weaponized that yet?
Why haven't we weaponized that yet either? Because that would fuck up a Gundam, I think.
Yeah, we'd fuck up a Gundam.
Did
you need that arm? I'm so sorry.
Like, remember the Incredibles? Remember how we dealt with Mr. Incredible?
Yeah, just goop him.
Just goop him.
Goop him.
Goop all over him. Just put some of your goop on it.
Fine.
Professionalism is making dick jokes for the internet, ladies and gentlemen.
Alright, I was just doing silly voices. I was not making it into semen.
I was making dick jokes. Anyway.
Making dick jokes.
So, it's at this point that the children said something and I wrote, fuck the kids. Which, this is the one I do not want you to take out of context.
Oh, I was about to just, like, I'll be quiet for a second and just say that line again.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Damn. I'll see what I can do.
These are stupid fucking kids and I hate them. I don't know what they did in this instant, but I hate them. Yeah, I don't remember fully what happened, but stupid fucking kids. Yeah, I almost did it again. And at this point, we cut back to Amuro, who's like re-entering atmosphere and is like, oh shit, I didn't make it back to white base. I'll be fine, guys. And so he's like holding up his shield in front of him and it proceeds to disintegrate. And he's like, well, shit.
And they shoot a hole through his shield again.
Yep.
Or for the first time, I can't remember.
I forget. No, this is like the second hole that actually causes
it
to disintegrate.
It's always upsetting.
Yeah, and so that shit is just straight up fucking disintegrating, at which point he's like, well, shit, manual. Also, we see the shake shot again. We get that fucking recycled animating shake.
Yep. I'm so scared.
We cut back to Char, and he laments about the Zaku's dying. And it's like, Char, you...
It's all for show.
Yeah.
Char, don't give a fuck.
Char, if you're not in the Zaku, they're gonna die.
Yeah, like, why do you bring more, like, at this point, why bring more Zakus? Why, here's, get Zaku cardboard cutouts and just launch them into space around where he's fighting, just to confuse people.
Yeah.
Because he's the only goddamn effective Zaku fighter.
Yep. He's not the only effective Zeon Gundam pilot, as we'll see later, but he sure fucking is the only one who can pilot the Zaku ride, apparently.
Yep.
Also, it's at this point, I don't remember what he said, but Lieutenant Reed was a dick for no particular reason. I do vaguely remember him, like, coming in and blustering, and it's like, why didn't you get the fucking Gundam back in, you blah, and it's like, fuck you, we saved your life, we could have let you burn, dick. Just before the shield disintegrates, I was like, ooh, Amuro's gonna fucking surf it. He didn't surf it.
You always wanted to be really, really, just a cool kid, but he's never a cool kid.
It's, yeah, There are other Gundam series where they surf into orbit. I mean, into atmosphere. And it's fucking amazing. Let me tell you. Unfortunately, this is not one of them. And I am...
Look, if we're going to ignore physics, I'm down for making it just look bomb as fuck.
Oh, man. You're going to be real happy when we eventually get to IBO, let me tell you. Because it's bomb as fuck. So, Amuro reads the manual and discovers that he has a utility belt. And in that utility...
The Gundam is Batman.
The Gundam is Batman, and it has heat-proof film, which in... I guess, as we learned from moments earlier, tried and true for this show, is a fucking bubble he puts over himself, and he survives re-entry. Yeah. Woo. Then the temperature cools off, and Char and Dren, you know, his second-in-command, look back and are like, oh shit, the Gundam can survive re-entry, holy shit.
It's more than a single use craft.
Yeah, it's real badass, and we're real worried about it.
It's a good thing. Char, good thing we've got our best man on this.
Yeah, Char then contacts motherfucking Captain Garma Zabi,
who is...
I really like Garma.
I have no opinions on Garma other than how goddamn fabulous he is.
That's why I like Garma.
He, correct me if I'm wrong, he just sits there and twirls his hair the entire time.
He does a lot of that, yeah.
I love this guy.
And looks good while doing it.
He's got a fucking tunic that has like a skirt on it.
A little bit, yeah.
He's got fucking almost knee-high boots. He's got...
Purple hair.
Purple fucking hair. Gold epaulets and chest adornments.
Yeah.
And white gloves.
Yeah, he's real fucking fabulous.
He's almost as on point as Char is.
Yeah,
On brand. He's almost as on brand as Char is.
So yeah, Char contacts Garma, who's Garma Zabi, head of the Earth Occupation Forces and member of the ruling Zabi family. You know...
Wait, hold on. Are they...
The king...
Okay, that's okay. The king is Zabi.
This is an actual prince.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Whatever land Zabi is in control of.
Yeah.
Is the Principality of Zeon. All the rest of it's the kingdom, goddamn.
Nah.
No, damn it, Fuzzy, don't take this from me!
Nah.
Fuzzy, why are you like this?
don't forget that it's also known as the Duchy of Zeon and the Zeon Dukedom. And it's ruled by Degwin Soto Zabi, the absolute dictator of Zeon. Yep.
Why?
Who is...
Alright, you know what? I can't do this every goddamn episode.
Yeah, okay, I'll stop the bit. So...
No, your bit's fine. I'm fucking just... Go. It's fine.
And he's like, yeah, we found what that V-Project shit was. It's called a Gundam, and it's pretty cool. Also, I couldn't beat White Base or the Gundam. But... They are now off course and heading into Zeon territory. You like that? And Garma's like, yeah, I fucking like that. Fucking hook up with us over here. Just fucking, we'll ball out over here.
Okay, I have a quick question here.
Yeah.
So far we've seen Site 7, which wasn't... Site 7 itself was not military, right?
Technically, it was. If you recall, at the beginning, Hayato was kind of pissed at fucking Amuro because it's like, you fucks came in here and militarized this entire section of Side 7 for whatever fucking bullshit your dad's working on.
So we've got Side 7, which is fucked now. And that's turned into whiteface, basically. All the military is in whiteface. And then we've got Lunatune, which it had, as far as I know, one ship in it?
Two. It had two. It had the Magellan two, and it had ships. The Salami.
Oh, the Salami. Right, okay. That's all we've fucking seen of the Earth Federation.
Yeah.
They seem to have no soldiers. They have I don't know, apparently an unlimited amount of core fighters, but only three mechs. No actual soldiers.
Well,
and no there's no one coming to help Whitebase.
Well, so at all. This is kind of the point where it's a theme of Gundam to be kind of fucking on your own, and that's why for the most of this, Whitebase is on its own. Later on, they do meet up with Earth Federation forces, like a bunch of them. They get resupplied and everything, it's great. At one point, they even successfully get all their fucking refugees off of Whitebase.
What?
Yeah, wow, holy shit.
Do they ever get reinforced with military soldiers and
they
and
I believe so, yes. That being said, they still are like
the underdog. They somehow still
I'm not gonna spoil it now. I'm also working off of not the right fucking part of the media. I'm working off of because I read the origin sooner than the last time I saw that far ahead into this show. Yeah. So that's not 100% accurate to this show as presented here.
What I'm trying to say is, right now, from my perspective, Zeon started off as one
colony.
Side three. We know there's at least six other sides, plus all of Earth.
Well, also recall that. So, we know at least it goes up to side 7, but also there's another side that got kind of taken out because, you know, we dropped it on Australia.
Well, now, hold on, we. What?
I speak in the royal humanity, we. We as a species.
Alright, fine. But even then, so we're down Australia and one colony. Two colonies, if you count side.
Not all of Australia. I mean, like, a lot of it got fucking burninated, but, like...
Let's say all of Australia is gone and one of our colonies.
All right.
How do we still not fucking crush the last... That one goddamn colony? It seems to me like Zeon owns fucking everything. They've got all the fucking Zakus. They've got all these goddamn supply ships. They've got military. Was there a military coup?
I don't know if they actually explain this, but Zeon developed the Zaku real fast into the 1 year war, and it fucking.
Yeah, but see, they're all on Zaku too.
Yeah. They got there real fucking quick, and Earth had nothing. Like, nothing. I think they had GMs at this point, and I don't think we've even met a fucking GM in Mobile Suit Gundam. They're the jobber suit of the Federation, and they're pretty shit. Yeah, GMs.
Okay.
Like, GMs and balls. It's not... Oh, no, my bad. The GM is based on the Gundam. So, no, they had fucking nothing. The Gundam was first. They had core fighters and balls. We haven't met the RB-79 ball yet, but he's a sweet little lad. Also dies a lot, but he's a sweet little lad.
Oh, my God, I just looked up the RB-79.
He's a sweet little lad.
Oh, I just want
to
hug him.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm going to take this brief instance to read out the sheer number of Zeon things. Zaku 1, Zaku 2, Zaku 2 Commander, Zaku 2 Char Custom Commander, Goof, Dom, Rick Dom, Gelgoog, Gelgoog Commander, Gog, AC Guy, Zagok, Zagok Commander, Zok, Zeong, Gion, Zakrello, Big Ro, Big Zam, Grublo, Brabro, Elmeth, and Adzam. Meanwhile, Gundam, Gun Cannon, Gun Tank, GM, Gundam plus B parts. Ball. You notice some unevenness.
Okay, so I'm good. I don't know if this is true, but I'm gonna headcanon that like this one fucking side just became a they germinated it up real
they
good.
They did germinate it up real good.
Factory and just blitzkrieged all over the fucking place with this unmatched mechanized military.
They blitzkrieged real hard.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Char comes in.
Oh yeah, we're doing a fucking thing.
Yeah, right. let's wrap it up. Char comes in, is like, yeah, fucking, I would like some Zaku's, Garma, and Garma's like, And then the pilot dude is like, wait, I think I understand Char's plan, and explains Char's plan, so kudos, thank you for that, as an audience member. At which point, he's like, yeah, have eight. Let's do a thing. Because Char and Garma are old friends from the academy. And,
I ship it.
You're in for some heartbreak.
Oh.
Also, I don't know what happened exactly, but I wrote, I'm sailing away. Gundam, probably. It's at this point that we get the Gundam back in the fucking ship, and people look out the windows and are like, oh wow, that's so amazing in blue, and I remember, oh yeah, some
look,
of these
Earth.
People were born in space and have never seen an ocean.
Too bad all their legs have atrophied because gravity just does not work how they want.
Well, so then we see in the distance that Whitebase realizes that Char has trapped them deep in Zeon, and off in the distance they see the Zeon forces headed by the motherfucking Gaw attack carrier.
Gaw!
Which looks like the most unaerodynamic fucking seagull you've ever seen. But it's there, and Garma is its captain.
It's a fat boy.
Yeah.
It's got some arms. It's got some arms on it.
Yeah, it's
got some biceps and triceps.
It's like a Pelipper, but like, it's a Pelipper. It's a fucking Pelipper. The Pokemon.
It looks like you should knock off the wings and put some helicopter blades on it.
For real. And yeah, this is the point where we get the preview for the next episode, and people are freaking out about gravity, and this is where I remember, oh yeah, none of them know what a full G actually feels like.
Yep.
And that concludes episode 5 of Mobile Suit Gundam, Reentry to Earth. A lot of shit happened.
A lot of shit. Yeah, that's what I was saying, like, when we did this, I'm like, oh yeah, we'll be able to pound out 2 or 3 episodes per episode, and then I've watched some of these episodes and there's just a lot of shit to unpack.
Yeah, this one was one of the denser ones. Next one I think is also pretty dense. Is the next one the one where we get the shower? Yes, it is. Excuse me, the hot
bad.
Hot sexy shower.
Yep. Alright, so join us next week
As we watch Char shower.
Char shower.
That's your treat next week.
And remember to read your manuals, kids. Don't laugh at me. You knew this was coming.
Amuro.
Well, I hope you enjoyed episode 5 of Mobile Suit Fandom. If you want to yell about how either of us are garbage, or that you actually like what we do, you can find us on Twitter with @MobileSuitPod. Myself, @FuzzyCynoaki, that's FuzzyCynoaki, and Chris, @Iolo, EYOLO. Also, if you're new to Gundam as a whole and really want to give it a try, check out the official Gundam YouTube channel, Gundam Info. They have a variety of Gundam series available for free legal streaming there. Until next time, mech fans, remember, that Fetty suit is a monster.
Engineering is fucking so on point. I love
it. Yeah, it's yeah. Oh yeah. So it is yeah. So they laser lock in.
Don't interrupt Fuzzy. He takes 5 seconds to reset.
Yeah. <Dun-dun-dun-dun>.
I just did it again.
I'm sorry I'm late, Chris. I love you.